Nearly 100 American soldiers have been killed in Iraq this month, making April the deadliest month of the war. The latest American casualties came over the weekend when 5 Marines were killed and at least 12 others wounded in an attack by several hundred insurgents in far western Iraq near the border with Syria. Reporter Ron Harris of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch is embedded with troops of the 7th Marines in the town of Husayba. Describe what you saw, the fighting there.
They had intense fighting all day Saturday. In fact, nearly a 24-hour battle began about 8:30 in the morning when Iraqi fighters, about 200 who had slipped into the city from Ramadi and Fallujah, launched an attack on the Marines that located closest to the city of Husayba. Husayba is about 300 yards from the Syrian border. By 10 a.m., as Marines had responded, they were being strafed by machine guns, fired at by rocket-propelled grenades. At that point, the Marines called in their entire battalion of about more than 1,500 Marines. By 6 p.m., they really had the city under control.
How did so many insurgents manage to infiltrate the town?
Well, the thing is, the Iraqis don't wear uniforms, and they look like anybody else. The Marines didn't find out until actually the battle had started, and they got a telephone tip that told them that these guys had snuck into town. Now, the people from the town knew the night before because guys in black masks came to their house and told them, do not leave your house, do not go in the streets, or you will be killed.
What's the situation there now?
Right now, the town is pretty quiet. The Marines have cordoned off the city and are doing what they a house-to-house, door-to-door search. Instead of knocking on doors, they're kicking in doors. They're bringing people out of their houses. And they're finding a lot of weapons, rocket-propelled grenades, hand grenades, munitions. Yesterday, there had to be about 20 explosions that took place throughout the city as Marines exploded munitions that they had found in families' homes. There was also sporadic gunfire as Marines moved to crush the remnants of the attack that began on Saturday.
Are they confident they've rounded everyone up?
They're still working on that. They think some guys slipped out of town. Some of the leaders may have slipped out of town in the early parts of the battle. But they feel fairly confident that they've killed between 25 and 50, they know. They've arrested close to about 30, and they feel like they're rounding up the rest of them now.
The Bush administration has complained that Syria is not doing enough to stop foreign fighters from crossing its border into Iraq. Do you know whether any non-Iraqi fighters were involved in the weekend fighting?
That was the initial report that came over the radio as the Marines started fighting, but I talked to the colonel, the lieutenant colonel who's in charge of this entire unit. He said these were not people from Syria. They were not people from across the border. These were Iraqi fighters from Mujahideen from Fallujah, a city here, Ramadi, and about half of them are from the city of Husayba and the surrounding area. We had an earlier report that three guys who were killed had Moroccan IDs. We don't have any evidence, and the Marines don't have any evidence so far that anybody has slipped across the Syrian border. In fact, they've really beefed up that border with the Iraqi Border Patrol, trying to make sure that nobody's coming across.
Reporter Ron Harris of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, who is embedded with the 7th Marines in the town of Husayba.